Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome inside Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Bob Pompiani behind the microphone, John Bridge behind the glass. He'll be taking your calls when you call in here at 412-928-9370. You can also tweet me at KD Pomp. Josh Taylor, 3 hours here. He's on his way to do the play-by-play for the basketball game with Tim Benz for Duquesne University as they are playing at home. That'll be very interesting to see. A lot of basketball on tap today. But him, I'm here talking to anything you want to talk about. So the number, of course, is 412-928-9370. And I have a special visitor in the studio today because I was very impressed with this man. I just met him the other night. We were at the Lending Hearts Gala, and I'm always honored to MC that. And this year we honored Jameson Taillon, outstanding pitcher of the Pittsburgh Pirates, for everything he's overcome. And I think the theme of this whole Lending Hearts, it's a great organization run by Vaso Pelorus, who's given up her heart to start it, and now a lot of people are doing the same. But we met some interesting people who've overcome a lot of different odds. And Morgan Yock was a young lady who's dealt with cancer her whole life, and she's been able to beat it and go strong. And so at the table, I'm sitting with a man here that he goes to Seneca Valley High School, and I just was impressed by his story. So he said he's a sports fan. I said, why don't you come on in on Saturday? His name is Andrew Warhola. Andrew, I just want you to know that I'm amazed, and I'll set the stage because people don't know, if they don't know who you are, people in Seneca Valley do. This young man has had 29 surgical procedures over his life, and he's looking at another one coming up, which would be 30. Three different times he was told he may not make it, that he wouldn't survive. And here he is, not only surviving, but thriving. And anytime I meet someone like you, I'm always impressed. And I just wanted to say congratulations on your ability to just overcome adversity. A lot of young kids out there would love to have your will, your power to overcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So you're a big sports fan, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I just wanted you to come in. And if not co-host, at least every now and then, if you have a hot opinion, a hot take, you go ahead and say it.
Yep. Thank you.
Did you have a fun time at the Lending Hearts?
Yeah. Everything was great there.
Yeah. So you're doing well right now, right?
Yeah.
After all of this stuff, most of these surgeries were young in your life?
Yeah. Not many further problems now, just like can't play certain sports and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I'm not really ill as much anymore.
Good, but you that doesn't mean you can't be a sportscaster, and who knows, that might be
Yep.
your next calling. So Your mom and dad are here, and I'm glad you were here too. So sit back, relax, and we'll see how it goes. And again, Andrew is somebody that I was very, very impressed by, and when I see young kids doing great things, I think it's important to point them out. So I'm glad you're here, and you're going to find this interesting because a lot of people are going to have a lot of interesting things to say. 412-928-9370. The big news, of course, is the Penguins. They lost again last night, and it's the way they're losing that drives me crazy, losing games in the third period and overtime. I'm not a big fan, John Bridge, as you know, of loser points in the NHL. I don't like them because I think if you win, you win. If you lose, you lose. You should not be rewarded with a point if you lose, but those loser points could be the reason the Penguins maybe even get in the playoffs the way they're going right now. But last night, they were the better team. You know, they outskated Buffalo. They outshot Buffalo. They did a lot of great stuff. However, in the goalie matchup, Ullmark beat Murray. It's as simple as that. He played better. Murray, down the stretch, a shot by Brandon Montour, which was a long shot, and there was looked like a little redirect, but still, it was 2 minutes plus left in the game. The Penguins are protecting a one-goal lead. He lets that go in. And then after that, in overtime, after the Penguins should have won but didn't, and they now have 7 overtime losses this year, it's Connor Sherry who gets into the slot, even though I thought that was offside. But the league maintains that Rasmus Dahlin, if you look at the replay, I actually tweeted it out, you'll see it looks like the puck is clearly in after he is, but they said he had possession of it, which I disagree with, but no one really knows what that overtime rule or the offsides rule is. I thought it should have been a disallowed goal, as it was. They didn't take much time, and they said good goal, and that's it. Boom. So Buffalo beats Pittsburgh 4-3, and couple everything else that happened last night. The Penguins fall out of the playoff spot, which doesn't make tonight a must win, but it makes it a very important win, you know, because you're looking at a situation right now where Montreal's one of the teams you're chasing. And if you lose to them now, you're losing ground on the first wild card. And I would hate to see the Penguins go into the playoffs. I still maintain they will. I've said that all along. But I don't want to see them play Tampa in the first round. And it could very well be that's the matchup. If they just get in the second wild card. Still a lot of hockey left. Columbus plays today with Edmonton. But, you know, you look at Matt Murray. I know a lot of people out there have soured on him based on what happened. This is the second time in 3 games they've had a third period lead. The one in Philadelphia in the outdoor game was same thing. Goals that should not have been allowed to go in, and then they end up losing in overtime. Those are two valuable points right there. 412-928-9370 is the number. We'll talk more about that and some of the Penguin issues. And listen, they're overcoming a lot themselves. So I talked to Andrew about overcoming. This team has so many injuries, it's unbelievable. And Andrew, I would assume you're a hockey fan, right? You're a big hockey fan?
Yeah, I watch a lot of
hockey. Okay, so real quick, what's your take on the Penguins?
Like you said, they just have to stop letting bad goals go in and just good play good defense.
Yep, and that's it. They're playing pretty well. I thought Eric Gudbranson was really good last night in his debut. He hit people. He had a wonderful hit on Larson, lit him up. He almost scored a goal. He seemed very comfortable jumping in on plays when that's a tough thing to do, especially with a new team. But I liked his game. When they all get healthy, they have a pretty good defense. But the question is, when will that be? And will they dig themselves a hole big enough that they can't get out of it? Who knows? They still have too much talent. They're going to get in. I still got to believe that. So let me know what you think about the Penguins and that issue, as well as some of the other things involving their team. The other thing was Antonio Brown last night. I hate to keep bringing this up. I promised myself we weren't going to keep talking about Antonio Brown. But every time I turn around, there's something new to say about him. And so last night he goes on LeBron James' show. He also does an ESPN interview, which was sort of like this, in my opinion anyway, this pump up Antonio Brown, look at what he's done in his life. And that's not the issue here. The interview is not about this kid who rises from 6th round pick to, you know, turn into a superstar in the NFL. That's not the issue. The issue is what's gone on since week 17. That's the issue. In fact, this whole season. And never during these interviews does anyone ask him about some of his behavior. It's all about his take on Tomlin, about Colbert, about everybody else. I want to know from him why he skipped out. Now, he says Tomlin told him to go home. I don't believe that for 1 minute. And ESPN should have then called Mike Tomlin or the Steelers to get a response for that, I think. You can't just let him make that claim if it's not true. The other thing is, you know, he's talking about the fact that the respect, lack of respect by Kevin Colbert. And listen, I was in the meeting when he had the comment about, hey, Ben Roethlisberger, and he made it as an analogy. Ben Roethlisberger is the only guy left on this roster who's won a Super Bowl. Therefore, you know, he's dealing with, he said, 52 kids. He didn't mean it in this perspective. He meant it as an analogy. And yet, that was the opening Antonio Brown needed, and he took it, and he talked about respect. If anyone should question respect, it's Antonio Brown. He has abused whatever respect, whatever free reign he was given, totally abused it. And he, more than anyone else, is making it almost impossible for him to go where he wants to go. If his goal all along has been, I want to get out of Pittsburgh. Well, he's gone about a weird way of attaining it because he's made his own trade value dip. And I mean dip big. So now the question, who wants him? And more so, if you're a Steeler fan, what in the world do you get back? And it should be a lot, but it's trending that it may not be as much. Let's go to Mike in Bethel Park. Hey, Mike, welcome to the program. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. I want to stock. I'm very proud to have that young man you have on with you. He's a real hero to go through what he's going through and to stay positive. I commend what you're doing with that with that functioning gal in that young man also.
Yeah, Andrew's a good example for everyone to follow, right? I mean, just never give up.
No, I commend him totally. And where I'm leading in with that is his professionalism battling what he's battling through, a big difference that I see with Harper and Brown. Harper was not real happy the last 2 years in Washington, but he kept his mouth shut, played the cards out, and he got the contract he did. I thought he was very professional throughout this process, not popping off, going to the media. And I think if Brown would have handled this more like Harper, he might be easier to move, Bob. But I think he's really put them up against the wall, and I just want to commend Harper for the way he handled his situation compared to what Brown's handling it with.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Mike. Thank you very much for the call. You know, to me, you got to stay quiet in this whole thing. And there's a huge difference here. Number one, Bryce Harper was at the end of a contract. He's an unrestricted free agent. He's looking for the most money he can get. He has every right to. That's another topic I want to get into. Would you ever sign anyone to a 13-year contract in sports? John, do you remember Rick DiPietro? That was a backup goalie.
Yes,
I
do.
He was a goaltender with the Islanders. He turned up to be, I mean, they gave him a 15-year deal and regretted every moment of that one. So I put a Twitter poll out there, and I would never give anyone, I don't care who it is, that much time. That's too long. But he handled the situation as an unrestricted free agent. He didn't go around saying anything. He just waited and waited. You know, Antonio has 2 years left on a contract. And again, if his goal is to get a new contract, he's handling this the wrong way. Teams are going to fall off on the interest list if he continues to do what he's done. And again, I think they should have had follow-ups to any claim he made about what's gone on. 412-928-9370. Our show is always brought to you by the good people of PNC Bank. PNC, make today the day. Also, Allegheny Health Network. Health for all at AHN. And we're driven in style by number one Cochran. Go one better at number one Cochran. We will continue. 412-928-9370. Talking AB, talking Penguins, talking whatever you want to talk about right here on the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan.